Heavily armed federal agents with armored vehicles flooded MacArthur Park Wednesday afternoon, targeting fentanyl and methamphetamine trafficking in the area, tied to the 18th Street Gang and the Sinaloa Drug Cartel.
This is a criminal organization operating in our country, and we are not going to stand for it anymore today.
Officials executed 25 arrest warrants, with most individuals being arrested while raiding six businesses for supplying and distributing narcotics in the open-air drug market. A South LA couple was also arrested, accused of hand-delivering drugs, storing and stashing them at businesses across the street from the park.
The policies of California to just let people use drugs open and notoriously with little to no criminal consequences is a failed experiment. It does not work. It does not work to simply hand out needles and Narcan. You have to go after the people selling the drugs.
The Federal Drug Enforcement Administration partnered with the LAPD, utilizing about 100 officers.
The goal of this operation was to eliminate from the park dangerous and deadly drug activity and return this beautiful park to where it belongs and to who it belongs, the people and families of Los Angeles.
The crackdown is part of a broader effort to clean up the streets of LA ahead of upcoming global events like the World Cup. Dr. Oz, a former TV host now serving in the Trump administration, was also on hand, calling the fentanyl crisis a life and death situation that needs to be addressed.
I came here because we've got a real problem in Los Angeles. MacArthur Park, which is on the surface a very beautiful area, is becoming a cemetery.